Hi everyone, welcome back. So the group has done some study. You've transcribed some spells to varying levels of success.
I know detect magic now.
Yay.
Great.
I regret that you forced me once again to study these frustrating magical arts. I will never wrap my hand around it.
But Wilder, it is necessary for true elven proficiency.
Oh, I can charm a man or make them fall asleep because of their weak wills.
That's barely magic at that point.
All these other incantations, closing doors, making light appear. I've got a tinderbox. Why would I ever need to cast a spell?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
We all have to go through it, Wilder. I know it's a pain.
Speaking of magic users, I want to deliver this gift to Peltar.
Oh, you have a gift for Peltar? Excellent.
Yes.
Okay. So, you go and visit Peltar in his tower. He is deep in studies of a magical nature, and he kind of looks up irritably at you. What is it?
I acquired this fantastic enchanted golem hand.
What?
Does Peltar speak Elvish?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Someone tell him. Someone, I'm just gesturing at him. I'm gesturing this hand.
I don't think anyone else is there, yeah.
Oh, come on, someone
I'll go with him.
Go
with him and translate.
Hey, it's fine.
So you burst in. Blah, 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 blah. Come back with your friend, Otter.
Yes. So I give him
it's you again. What now?
I give him the gift of this quartz golem hand.
Waving a crystal hand.
Yeah.
Fascinated. I say, tell him how it almost crushed the guts of a poor elf.
I'll embellish the story a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Describe the great battle and this mighty treasure.
But we found it behind a room that had these sigils, and then I will share the sigils.
Are you sure this you just wasn't a statue that fell on you?
Very sure.
Alive.
Doesn't look magical to me.
It sprung alive. And nearly killed two of us.
I suppose I could place it here on my mantle.
Feels like he doesn't.
Is it supposed to be making that gesture?
That was its last gesture. So we were wondering if maybe the wizard enchanted it to have a last hurrah as it crumbled to dust. But are you familiar? Ask him if he's familiar with these symbols.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I'll show him these.
He's not on the damn word. You're ready. What do you think? He's just on top.
Wilder is a poet in Elvish, I assure you. He's very eloquent. Are you familiar with these symbols?
Perhaps you should learn common.
He comes from a different elven tradition.
The human here, all his blatant racism. does not translate well. Very well. What are these strange symbols? He looks at them.
Oh, yeah. We found these in a secret portion of the dungeon.
They are strange. They look almost... They look of Emorian origin, but I don't recognize their meaning.
Emorian.
Can we find that drunk historian that you were talking to?
Totally. He's gone. He called it.
Yeah. We could do some researches if you want.
Sure. We found these also similar symbols on some old robes. Mm-hmm. We think maybe belong to some ancient wizards.
Interesting. Well, I'd be happy to research it for you, but time is money.
Of course. How much would you charge? What's your going rate for research?
Into strange ancient symbology, I would charge you 100 gold pieces.
Jesus.
I gesture at the fist on his mantle.
He looks at it. Very well. I shall cut you a deal. 95 gold pieces.
What do we think?
I need my money for my carousing, so you gotta talk to Henrod.
Maybe when we get more flush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we know that they're bad. What's he going to tell us, you know, more than that?
Yeah. Yeah. We're sure to get.
Because they know that we're influencers.
Yeah. This is a live streamed game.
Before we go back in there anyways.
No. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
We're ready to go.
I lean towards agreeing with Grillmare's grim assessment.
All right. Mm-hmm. Wait until of our money.
Yes. Right. Of our relative poverty.
Yeah. All
right.
Have you seen how they treat the poor here?
Yes, I have.
They just let them beg and become orphans. It's horrific.
Humans are pretty bad. Great. Maybe some other time, Peltar.
So be it.
Enjoy the hand.
Huh. Thank you. Janik playing with his one gold.
Yes! And then you flip it and it falls into a gutter.
Alright.
Oh no.
Easy come, easy go.
I call Umbar!
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go carousing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay, the two of you have a fun night while the rest remain at home poor. And
poor, yeah.
They drink water. Oh.
That's tough. Two.
Can I go mega carousing? Can I double the amount of silver I spend?
No, you cannot.
Only so drunk you can get.
It's not just not a big of a town. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
No,
not really
no leveling
close,
up.
Actually, yeah.
And make your saves versus poison.
Oh, yes. That's just plus my level? Or
And another four.
So
19. Ooh, no. Not quite there.
I actually make it.
Okay, great. So
barely.
So Grillmere, please roll me a d20.
Grillmere, how much do you like carousing now?
I still love it.
Right. Yeah.
17.
To roll it. Yeah. Right.
Excellent.
Higher
excellent.
Is worse.
So Henrod and Grillmere go drinking well into the night.
Just like we do in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Henrod grows very sleepy and calls it a night early.
Oh.
Whereas Grillmere stays up late for the night.
Great.
Goes to one of the rowdier taverns.
Okay.
Where a fight breaks out. Eventually, the Baron's men are called in to break it up.
Oh.
And when they ask who was responsible for inducing the fight, everyone points at Grillmere.
What?
Oh.
Wow.
The next morning arises. Your group gathers for breakfast, and Grillmere's not there. What do you do?
Were you out drinking last night?
I can't remember.
So that's
well, I guess yes. Where's Grillmere?
Great. I want to ask around town.
Oh, you ask around town and you hear
hear
stories of the late night brawl that broke out at the tavern, and how the Baron's men took the responsible elf off to the keep.
Great. I guess we got to go to the keep. Grillmere has all of our money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I have all the money now.
Henrod has all the money now.
Grillmere has all the hit points.
I still have my money.
Great. I go to the keep.
Okay.
And I want to tell the guards that I'm looking for my companion who's been detained, hoping to pay bail.
Excellent. Roll me a d20 plus your charisma, please.
My whole charisma?
Yeah, your whole charisma.
13.
Okay. That raucous elf who bloodied the captain's nose last night in that brawl.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the captain is quite irate. I think if we let that elf go, he would be quite mad. It's hardly worth my salary to take on that kind of heat from my captain.
Challenge the captain to trial by combat.
Yeah.
These men only understand violence.
Yeah.
That is true. You challenge
humans.
The captain.
Okay. I'm happy to do that.
Could we?
I offer a challenge by trial by combat to the captain.
I trent. I don't translate that. I say maybe we could speak to the captain themselves.
Oh, you. I don't think you would want to do that. He's quite mad. He's taken the day off because he's so injured. His ribs are bruised, he may not be back for a few days yet.
Should be an easy trial by combat then.
Yeah.
Find him and offer him healing potions.
I mean, if that wily elf were to escape while he was on vacation, that would be unfortunate.
Right.
But again, that also would be a great inconvenience to me. Again, hardly worth my salary.
And what is your salary?
Yeah. You sound atrociously underpaid.
Yeah. Actually, it's a rude question.
Grilmir, since this is your wonderful story, roll me a d6, please.
4.
Excellent. Well, perhaps if you had 400 gold pieces, I might let the elf go.
400 gold pieces?
How much do they pay those guards?
Yeah. Guards are clearly overpaid. All right. Uh-huh. Well, we'll come back to that. Let's have a little merry men meet up here. Yeah.
Can't you guys just use your thief skills to bust me out of jail?
I was going to say, what if we used our thief skills to bust Grilly? lockpick in, little.
maybe we could also talk to Sasha. She might, she's gotten us into the dungeons before.
We can't rely on your wife for everything here, you know?
My wife is a very dependable person, alright? More dependable than anyone else in this group.
And I live with them, so it seems like she should want me out too.
Yeah.
Is your wife wants you in.
Is your wife an actual dragon, or is that just a subrocade?
Unclear.
she has a very elaborate tattoo.
I have never seen her transform into a dragon.
Okay.
That does not mean she cannot.
Look, let's just use our thief skills, you know? We'll sneak in.
And if we get caught?
Skullduggery. Well, then, just more people, you know, we'll probably put in the same jail. So the second time we'll be, we'll just get multiple tries at it.
Do we not have 400 gold pieces?
That's an enormous
amount. That's 1,000 silver. Even if I did have it. Which I might. It's not.
I don't think you do.
You know, even if I did have it.
Can
it's
we
not,
negotiate?
You know, that's unreasonable.
I feel like offer 1,000 silver pieces. Offer 100 gold pieces.
I feel like trying to just break me out of jail is the right call here.
Offer him 1 silver piece. Really, really lowball him. He's anchored us to this crazy price.
I have this 1 gold piece at that.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go back to the guard.
Okay.
After our huddle.
Yep.
And I'll say, with a fiery an elf as Grilm as this fighter is in your dungeon, maybe it would be worth more to you to get him out as quickly as possible. 400 gold pieces, that's kind of a steep price. Maybe 100 gold pieces and we get him out of town today. Never have to deal with him again. Captain will never know.
100 gold pieces. I guess I could go on my lunch break early for 100 gold pieces. But I'm going to have to be incredibly quick.
All right. We'll take a long
Even
lunch.
If I had 100 gold pieces.
Just you bribe the guy.
You give him 100 gold
Penrod.
Pieces.
I still feel like you could just...
Penrod, bribe that guard.
What's the point? That's illegal.
This is our job.
The laws of men are very loosely held, believe me.
It's also his idea.
Where am I in this jail? Can I hear you guys planning and yell?
Down in a cell.
No.
I feel like we could just... Alright, fine. I'll pay the guy the 100 gold pieces.
You pay him 100 gold pieces.
Otter owes me 100 gold pieces.
Fine.
Huh.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
How does that work? Well, there are compatriots being tainted
Otter
by the ways of
Otter also owes me
100 men.
Gold pieces. Is that how easy it is?
You pay him the 100 gold pieces. Alright. Alright. He says, the cells for minor infractions like this, of course, are not down in the dungeons. They're just here, just down the hall here. And he points to a door. Next to the door is a big key ring of keys hanging from a hook. And he says, "I'm gonna go on lunch. I'll be back in 10 minutes."
Okay.
And he walks out the door.
Lunch, yeah.
I keep a watch.
Okay. I run in. I grab the keys.
Okay, grab the keys.
I bust into the room.
You open the door. You run down the hall. You see this row of little cells with barred doors. And finally, you see Grilmir looking distraught, hungover, sitting in a cell. Completely by himself.
Grilmir, you idiot! You owe Henrod 100 gold pieces, and I am on the
side.
I can't believe
you paid that guy.
Me neither.
So you
the keys
you
are
win?
Right there.
Did you win the fight?
Yes.
I'll point out. So you come out of the cell, right? And so you're rejoining the group. Grilmir, you have none of your equipment.
Oh.
Oh. Is there a like chest, a collection?
You didn't see anything like
equipment.
That.
Huh.
You had a magic hammer.
I did.
You have to find that.
Great. I go back into the cells.
Yeah.
I bring Hamrod with me.
Okay.
We're looking for Grilmir's stuff.
We run back and forth through here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a row of cells through this hall. That's
okay.
All you're finding.
Great.
So the guard's gone.
We could
from
ask
the station, right?
We could ask the guard.
You have just a few minutes, right? He said he would be back in 10 minutes. So you have just a few minutes if you want to.
And there's nothing in his. There's no, like, lost and found sort of box.
You are not seeing anything like that.
Am I there with Wilder? Wilder?
Yeah.
I was keeping watch where he went to lunch from. So I'm outside or wherever we were talking with the guard.
You're outside the keep?
No, where was the guard? Where were we engaging with the guard when he
in went? The keep?
Okay.
I look around from what I can see inside the keep, and I look for something that looks like an office.
Okay.
If there's any other.
Okay. So when you entered this one room. There's you passed through like several hallways with a lot of different doors.
Okay.
I'm not going to map the whole thing out for you, but
right.
you scan about, you find, you're looking for rooms that maybe have an office or something like that. There we go.
Did Grilmir maybe see where the stuff was taken? Where was Grilmir
divested?
Grilmir
was passed out by the time they brought Grilmir in.
We think that Captain has it?
I assume not.
I'll go after him again.
No.
Lend me a sword.
No.
Give me a sword. I'm going to get the captain.
Start unsheathing a sword.
Roll a d20 order.
10.
Okay. So you poke through a few rooms. You find a small pantry.
Uh-huh.
You find rooms that appear to be the quarters of perhaps a servant. You find a couple of more doors that are locked. Do you try to pick any locks?
Do we have keys?
I try the keys. Or the keys are just the cells.
The keys are just the cells.
Help me open these doors.
All right. Speedy lock picking.
Yeah.
This is what we're known for.
Yep.
All right. After you.
Great. Well, maybe I should try to open one and you try to open another.
Okay. How many locked doors are there?
Right, because it's probably behind a locked door.
Yeah.
Where's that stinking map go? There it is. In this hallway, there are 5.
Right, we pick 2 at random.
Okay,
and
great.
Unlock them.
Great.
Oh my god, I succeed.
Oh.
Excellent.
Wow.
Holy shit. Yeah. This door at random is probably it.
Okay, so you pick open the lock.
I feel like Janet could be helping also with the lock picking.
This is the kind of lock picking that Janet is not. This is not.
Yeah.
That's not the kind of picking we need
just
right now.
Just slam the door off its hinges.
I see.
No.
Yeah, that lock picking. I see. Yeah.
I'm happy to do that if you thought to.
Okay, so you pick open the door. You see a small bedroom, quite lavishly appointed. It's got a small ivory statue of a woman picking flowers on a little nightstand by the bed. You see a lot of nice looking stuff. The bed coverings appear to be made of silk. Wow. There's a wardrobe on the wall. You can see, she has a vanity. There's a nice looking silver candlestick with a candle in it by the side of the bed.
You know, I grabbed the ivory figure in the candlestick. Bought it here.
Yeah. That's not very lawful of you, Henrod. We're looking for Grilmir stuff.
I know, but Grilmir has been locked up, unreasonably.
Yeah,
so.
That's
so
true.
About that is
it was very unreasonable.
Yeah. This is not treasure to be found.
So, what do you take?
I take the candlestick and the Irish figurine.
Oh, Greg, you pocket the small figurine in the candlestick.
This is so bad.
The two of you are in the hall, walking back towards the direction where the guard post was, and you see that guard walking back in from outside, and he looks.
Wait, what?
We're going to be gone by now.
Weren't these two keeping watch?
I don't know. Understand where you guys were keeping watch. If you were not inside the keep, it's a large building with many hallways and passages.
Yeah, so
if you're keeping watch like outside of the keep, outside the outer wall of the keep, then you have no idea where this guy went. And
my thought was that I was with the party when we were in the bribe discussion, and then when the guard went away and they went inside, I was wherever that conversation happened at.
In the main guard room.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and he went to another place within the keep. Okay. He did not leave the keep.
Another 2 gold pieces if you tell me where Grimly's stuff got taken.
Give me the other 300.
One silver piece. We were going to give you 3 gold, but this
perhaps
is...
I should alert the Baron that there are thieves in his keep.
Oh, well, perhaps we should alert him that there's a guard accepting bribes. Now we're in this together.
I didn't pick my spells this morning, so I probably won't.
That's what he's
doing. Oh, wait, yeah, perhaps someone should cast magic missile on you right now.
No. What's all right. Do that?
Well, I cast charm person on the guard. I didn't want to cover this. You gotta have the gold.
Have him give you the gold back, too.
Ridiculous.
Oh, this is spooky.
This is really bad.
This is fine.
Oh, okay. He fails his save.
Oh,
he fails his save. And he looks at you. He looks befuddled for a second, and then he blinks his eyes and he looks at you. What? Who are you again?
Oh, we're your friends who you're helping. Yeah, you accidentally locked up our friend Grilmir here.
Oh.
And it looks like you took all his stuff, which we need for our adventure. You know, it's his tools of his trade, so we're going to need those back.
I see. Yeah. All right.
Big hammer, gold, sack of gold, plate mail armor.
Oh, of course.
All that stuff, yeah.
Okay, we'll get it.
Yeah, great, thank you. If you could just bring that out to me.
He walks kind of befuddled down the hall. Does anybody go with him, or are you just waiting for him to...
Yeah, don't let him stumble. Yeah.
Okay.
let's all go with him.
Yeah. Let's keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
We all go. Hey, we're going to all go together.
I'm going to stay in the guard room where Wilder was, just like for the next guard that shows up or some nonsense.
This is going well. Helpful,
yeah,
this
goes really well.
Yeah, I'm still in a bad mood now.
See, this is the good.
Okay, so he leads you down a passageway. He eventually goes to a different door right on that same passageway you were in before. Unlocks it with a key that he has on him. Opens it up. You can see there's a lot of like supplies, equipment, guard armor and swords and shit like that. He starts rooting through and starts picking out Grilmir's stuff.
See, as
Grilmir, as you're loaded up with all your stuff and you're sort of just pulling it right in, you're just,
great.
You got all your stuff. As the two of you are sort of standing in the room watching him do this. You hear footsteps coming down the hall.
Uh-oh.
What do you do?
Hide in the room.
There's all of us here.
Yeah.
Is there a guard uniform in here?
There's armor. There's certainly the armor that the guards tend to wear.
They just wear a tabard of any kind.
Yeah, they don't really wear a tabard.
You can just hide in here.
Yeah, but we got everybody with us.
No, we're in the guard station.
Yeah.
Oh, Wilder didn't come. It's just us.
Yeah,
and
it's the four of you, you three and the guard.
Oh, we just jump into the room and close the door behind us. Bam.
Okay.
Oops, sorry, I just had to close that door. Grilnir doesn't like getting dressed while with doors open.
Okay, great. You slam the door, you wait a tense moment, and then suddenly you hear a rap at the door.
Just Darren, a minute.
Darren, I know you're in there. Darren, there's some things missing from my room. Darren, I heard the door shut.
Oh, okay, so I take out the candlestick and the thing, and I say, oh, Darren, could you hold these for me?
All right.
Thanks so much. Just put them in your pouch there. Yeah. Great, that's excellent. Oh, thank you very much.
This is so mean.
And your cards, right? Your cards, right? So arrest him.
What?
Arrest him. You're the
Darren, open this door immediately. I will tell my father.
Hey, look, with my minus two charisma.
We just gotta deal with this. We just gotta bluff.
I opened the door.
Yeah. Oh, who are you?
Sorry.
Oh,
Darren, what are you doing?
Oh.
We're the new guards. We're just releasing this prisoner.
Yep.
Oh, very well. Darren, someone has been in my room and moving my things.
Oh.
And he looks looks kind of dazed and a little, really?
We're done here. I think we can just leave. Good luck finding your things, miss.
Yeah, I hope that that's not a problem. Yeah.
Is Darren holding the things?
I told him to put them in his pouch.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so the three of you quickly funnel out of there.
Yeah. Actually, I stay in there for a minute.
Darren,
you guys go, yeah.
Okay. All right, see you later.
I'm behaving quite strangely. Sorry.
Yes.
Your things? Yes, my... a candlestick from my vanity is missing, and a statuette. And he goes, oh, I have them. And he takes them out of his pouch. What are you doing with my things, Darren? Oh, he gave them to me. He points at me.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's really, I think he's been cursed.
What? Cursed?
Yeah.
Darren, are you drunk? Are you cursed?
I think he's been cursed. He's been loopy all day. He was supposed to do our orientation, and it's been kind of, it's been a mess, really. Not like any other guard.
She peers at him carefully. And then she incants a spell.
Run.
I think I got this.
Here we go again.
Ooh, there is an enchantment upon you, Darren.
Oh! Oh my gosh!
Who are you? What is your name?
Oh, my name is Janik Moonstroke.
Janik. I see. Janik, let's...
I'm the Elven Exchange Guard.
I see. Escort my friend Darren here. We're going to see Peltar. We're going right now to see Peltar.
Oh, okay, great. Oh, yeah, that's excellent.
Okay, so she leads you and Darren out across the courtyard and over to Peltar's tower.
Oh, Peltar's tower is in the keep too, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I better accidentally vanish along the way here. I suddenly think I can't handle this situation.
I'm trying to sneak into...
Well, no, I'm just going to try to hide in the shadows as we pass by something. I try to...
Roll me a thief skills, because she did just instruct you to escort Darren. So she's leading the three of you over to Peltar's tower. Roll me a thief skills to see if you can just sort of vanish.
No.
Okay. 17. So you start making your way, like, as soon as you're crossing the courtyard, you sort of like see the main portcullis back out into town, and you go, okay, and you start to try and sneak away.
I just want to get my stuff back.
She spins on her heel to see you, and sees you sort of skulking off. She goes, "Hey, where are you going? You're supposed to escort Darren. What are you doing?"
Oh, so I thought this was the way
guards,
to the tower.
Guards, seize that man!
Well, I thought this was the way to the tower. I'm new.
Several guards come rushing out of the main keep to come after you. What do you do?
I turn on my boots of levitation.
Oh!
Oh my god!
You can only go straight up.
Yeah, but they can't.
They're gonna wait for you down there.
I can wait them out.
So the guards. You float up. Darren continues to stand there, just sort of looking.
Remember, my name is Janik Moonstroke.
Why are you?
A bunch of guards come rushing over, and they're looking up, and they're like, "What? What should we do? I don't know. Get some bows, you fools. He's, oh, yes, yes. And they go rushing off to go fetch bow and arrow. What do you do?
I mean, I just keep going up. Is there a range on these things?
Straight up. You gotta go up into the atmosphere.
Oh, no. Can I make it to space? I'll go up as long as the air remains breathable. I only get out of bow range.
Okay. Fascinating. No, okay, so you go, you continue going really high. Eventually,
the game switches to 40K. Yeah.
So the guards come rushing out just as you're like raising up to really high up in the air. They take some pot shots at you, and I'm gonna say they need a natural 20 to actually hit you. Nope, not a one.
They take some
shots.
Man.
And you can see,
so close,
you see them, they're really far away, right? Because you're way up high. You're really far down there. And you see the woman storm off into Peltar's tower.
Huh.
Yeah, what's your
plan?
We're almost done.
I mean, how high up can I go?
How high up can you go?
Do the winds blow you around?
I mean,
me around? That's
you,
a good
make
point.
You don't know. You don't know. How high do you want to go?
Uh-oh.
Exploring rules.
This is great. Oh, man.
You should use your cloak for a sail.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Do the winds seem to be buffeting me up here? Or am I, like, magically affixed in this?
You seem to be only moving up and down. Yeah, you are not. The winds are not pushing you around.
At what speed do I go up and down?
Did they slow, all run off?
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty slow. It's like 20 feet around.
Yeah, yeah. It's slower than you walk. Slower than you walk.
All right. Can I see the guards? Are they still down there?
Yeah.
I pull out an iron spike, toss it to the ground. And I shout, "Fireball!"
What?
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth?
It's fireball backwards. That's how you cast the spell.
Roll a d20.
This, a 5.
Okay, so you drop and the spike goes tumbling over. And the guards kind of spread out.
Yeah.
And they all back up in different directions. Yeah. And you see a little poof, and it hits the ground.
Great, I have 12 of them. I just start throwing them down there.
Are you trying to like hit the guards with them? Is that the plan? Okay.
Yeah, scare them.
Okay.
Is that
not dead? No, clearly I'm alive.
Totally
I assume we can see him. I'm
upside down throwing iron spikes at the ground.
I like how every 5 minutes
involved?
This escalates one more degree.
Yeah,
right?
We were done. We have all the stuff.
We were done. Yeah.
You can see now. So you've dropped a couple of spikes down at them. They seem to be just avoiding them. And they're not like running away. You now see a form at the top of Peltar's tower.
Oh no!
Looks like could be Peltar himself. He's got something that like a blanket or something that he unfurls.
Uh oh!
And lays out on the top of his tower.
Does he have a flying carpet?
Are you doing anything?
Yeah, I pull out the reed pipes and I start playing those.
Oh, have you learned how to play them better?
I
try the
d20 plus your intelligence.
This could be life or death here. I actually don't know if they work when I play them.
We'll find out.
Oh, yeah, I actually... No, I still don't do it. I missed my run. Jesus.
How smart are you?
I only have 12 intelligence.
Okay, so indeed it does...
Oh, work. No, I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. I do make it.
Okay, so you start playing... You've kind of figured out how to play a simple tune. You're like, playing Mary Had a Little Lamb. Right. You play that. You see that it does indeed look like Peltar has a flying carpet. He gets on. He gets sits down on it. He comes flying up to where you are, and you're playing your song. And he looks at you, just befuddled. What are you doing? What is that? The Baron's daughter is very distressed. The guards are all in an uproar. And you are playing music up here in the stratosphere? What's wrong with you?
I thought the pipes projected a spell of fear.
Yes, I experienced it! It's not very good, but
yeah,
what
I mean, it is
far.
It's annoying, at least, right?
Well, yes, it's a little irritating, I have to say. What on earth are you doing?
Well, there's been a pretty big misunderstanding.
Adriel is quite upset.
Yeah. See, she thinks, that I stole something or whatever, but that's incorrect.
Is it?
Yeah. It was that other guard. I mean, he had the stuff. I don't know why I'm involved at all. And then I just kind of wandered off, and she sicked the guards on me just for walking around, you know?
I've known Andrella since she was a tiny girl.
Oh, so you probably know that she, you know. Yeah, you understand.
Your story's not very compelling, I have to say.
Oh. Hey, what's the range on your magic carpet there?
It's at least as far along as this wand of lightning bolts. She takes out.
That's got some pretty strict positioning. I'm slowly moving up as we have this conversation. That's got some pretty strict positioning.
Stop being foolish. This is a great waste of both of our time. Listen. I will smooth things over with the Baron's daughter for
great,
you.
Okay.
If you will promise me to stop riling up the guards and bring me any interesting magical artifacts you find in your journeys afar.
Wow. Yeah, I mean...
Just give him those pipes.
Do you want these magic pipes?
Those pipes are not magical.
I'm like 90% sure they're magical. But okay, all right.
I'm not sure that I should invest in you. I don't think you're
going to
be very successful.
Okay, no. Look, we've extracted many magical relics. You saw that hand my friend brought you.
It wasn't magic either.
Okay, but it was
something of magic.
Okay. I'll bring you something magical if you can smooth this over. And look, I didn't mean to rile up the guards. It was really the princess or whatever who riled the baroness, baron's daughter, riled up the guards.
I find your story highly implausible. But come, let's go.
That's stuff. Okay, I'm actually going to hang out up here for a couple minutes while you smooth things over.
I think you had better come with me. I'll bring you down to Falco's, and then I'll return to speak to Endra. Come on, get on board.
Oh, sweet. Okay, yeah, great. Oh, definitely magic carpet ride. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, he flies you on his magic carpet back to the tavern where your friends are staying.
Oh, great, okay.
He delivers you, and he looks... dear.
Stroking my large beard.
honor and real.
Ooh, well, thanks, Peltar.
Listen, he addresses Grillmere and Otter. You too.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye on this one. He's bound to end up in prison or worse.
Yeah.
That's true.
No,
look,
I know his life has been difficult
uh-huh.
since you've settled here, but really, this is too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
It's just Elvin. I think it's just a cultural thing, you know.
Also, he now owes me an implement of magical nature.
Oh, good.
I will be collecting that.
Yeah.
All right.
Great. Yeah. Cool. Thank
you.
Gives
Henrod a shove. And he flies back to the...
Ooh, all
just,
right.
Just hold on.
Yeah.
Just humor us a little bit, Henrod. What the hell was your plan? We were gone. We could have walked out. Fine, no problems.
Here's the thing. I had legitimately treasure found the silver candlestick and the ivory figurine. And I wanted those back.
What was your strategy? How are you going to get them back?
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, after you gave them to that guard. What was your...
My other question is, did you get your gold back from that guard?
No.
Absolutely not.
My gold back from him? No.
So
we pay him. That's Otter owes me the
100 gold. Why didn't you ask him for your gold back and leave the candlestick and the statue?
Yeah, I mean, I could have, but I didn't do that, you know? I wanted the candlestick and the statue. Look, here's what would have happened. Let's flash back.
Wow.
Here's what would have happened. Look, the woman comes in. Dylan or whatever, the guard, he hands them over, and then he stole them. Oh my goodness.
She was there. She was still going to get them back.
No, then I would have said, I'll take those back to your room while you escort this guy to the Baron. Since he's clearly charmed and cursed, and I'm just a new guardsman, you know?
I think we should take a break from town.
Yeah.
Maybe sounds I'll start like growing a beard too. Actually.
Man. Yeah. Wow. Oh, that was so close to working out.
Anrod, did you give them your name?
No, I did not. I gave them a name I made up on the spot.
How smart of you, Anrod. Clever as always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I did, while I was up in the sky, figure out how to play these pipes, so...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's definitely something.
Okay.
You guys don't seem to be fleeing in terror.
I agree with Father. We should skip town.
Oh, man.
Town.
Let's get out of here.
Let Big Town cool down.
Yes. And he's still owe Peltar a magic item?
Yeah.
So cool.
I'm not
going
to give that to him.
He knows us.
He doesn't know me.
He does. He's met you before.
How many times have we needed to go to Mr. Peltar to get, like, turned back from stone or uncursed or magic items or research? Didn't we pay him to do research? Isn't he doing research?
No, we never paid him.
I gave him an excellent gift.
Yeah.
He seems very unappreciative of that.
Mm-hmm. He really is.
Yes.
Did we detect magic
on the
pipes?
Maybe we should give him a foot. Maybe he's a foot guy.
Let's do that. Okay.
I guess we go back to the dungeon.
Do we want to check the pipes before we go?
No.
No.
All right.
We already checked them, too, last night.
I thought we didn't, is what?
We checked them for magic, and they weren't.
Didn't Nan just ask that?
No, I don't think we did check them. I
don't remember if you did or didn't, honestly.
I don't think we did.
So,
it takes us 2 days to get there.
Yep.
Along the way, I'll detect magic on the pipes.
Okay. Definitely not magical.
Okay.
Definitely magical.
Okay.
Got it.
Oh,
no.
All right, where are you headed?
Oh, God. Back.
Yep. Back in the tunnel, back to this upward. Did we agree with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we try to have the same approach, right? We try to scout to see the entrance, see if it's unguarded. If so, then we're going to go and check the door, make sure that they haven't repaired the bell, and check that for traps.
Yeah. That level where the elementalists were hiding out seems to be pretty empty.
Okay.
So we find that some small wildlife have been living in the entryway. With the carvings on the lintel there, and you kind of either ignore them or shoot them out of your way.
Okay,
we'll head back to the fire.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll check to see if the spike is still securing the door.
It is.
We open it up. And we head down, head around the corridor to look for the stairs to see if the is the golem head still?
The head is still there.
Excellent.
Okay.
We rub it for luck as we pass.
Excellent.
And we go through that armory to here.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oops. Okay.
And do we still just see our dust or footprints in the dust as we're traveling in this section?
You think so? You've been back and forth here a couple of times, so there's several. There's a lot of boot prints.
Right.
But we don't see like a big sliding tail or something.
You don't see anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
So we're just gonna take this door then.
Yeah.
Okay. So we go to the first.
Turn the boots on.
Oh no, we've shrunk.
This is way too sensitive.
Perfect.
Wait, I think I can.
Rescued by Peltar on a magic.
Yeah.
There we go.
I don't know about rescued. I think I was fine.
You don't know about risk.
If he didn't have that magic carpet, I would have escaped.
So what do you do? We'd like to come down this first eastward corridor.
Yeah.
Okay. Just as a group like that?
Mm-hmm.
You march on down? Okay.
Before we go here, I want to see if there's like a trap here, like a...
I like Henrod levitating on the ceiling, if that's...
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay with that?
Do you want me to walk in front?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay. So I'll go 10 feet in front on the ceiling again.
Okay. Yep. Okay, so you peek around those corners.
Yeah.
Indeed, you see two alcoves. Each one has that same wooden peg. In it.
Which is
both,
huh?
Both on the western wall.
They're just pegs in the wall.
yeah, we
one,
don't know
one,
what they're
one
for.
Wood stout.
There were pet. There were those one in there and one in there too.
All right, I'll listen at this door.
Can we try calling on them?
No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't hear anything.
And I will search it for traps.
Okay. You don't see any poison needles on the latch or trip wires in front of the door, like that.
Do we want to try pulling one of the pegs?
Yes, I pull a peg.
Okay.
You do, Wilder? Okay, so you jimmy it a little bit, and then it finally comes out. It's about a foot-long dowel of wood, maybe a half-inch thick. Definitely there's a six-inch hole that it's been shoved into.
Is the wood new or old?
It looks pretty old.
Pretty old.
Is there anything in that hole?
Looking over the wall there, you can see... there's nothing in the wall, but you can see this sort of circle about dinner plate size just below the peg, where there's just some scuff marks. It looks sort of like the wall there is worn from something abrading against it.
I think they just...
gong or something.
Something is hanging on these pegs. Weird.
Yeah.
Do we want to open this door?
Yeah, I guess so.
It really can't be a secret door, unless it's some kind of transport or something. It can't be a secret door.
The door to the east here is made out of heavy stone and appears to be locked.
Oh, good.
As well.
Should I just try to kick it down first?
Nope. Here we go. Picking the lock. Nailed it.
Nice.
First try.
Yeah. All right.
You've gotten way better at that.
Pick the lock. It feels like the stone door will now slide out of the way, although it'll probably require still a good amount of heft to push it.
Why heft?
Okay, great, great. You lean into it. The door opens, revealing a short passage with a second similar door. And you can see alcoves to the left and right. I'm just going to reveal it because you can see it as soon as you poke your head in.
Maybe there were mirrors.
You see alcoves, but in these alcoves, you see standing in each alcove a quartz human nude statue standing in each
familiar.
Fuck.
Okay, let's think about this. Do we want to get past here? Is that a stone door?
It is, just like the one you just opened.
The two of these... living type statues.
That's what it looks like. Yep.
The last time these statues existed, that was an area that hadn't been like all the stuff removed, right? That was
right.
It was in stasis, right. So one argument would be is that we may expect to find some. If there is anything here, it could be behind these doors.
Everybody agree?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the best way to tackle these things, should we form a shield wall with tough people up front?
We can lead with, like, a volley.
Do that.
Yeah.
Should I poke the floor with, like, a pole to see if that sets them off?
Should we roll the head back? To see if that... No, that's just...
I think if we just
bad
shoot
idea.
Them,
that's
they
bad idea.
Okay, we could just shoot them right...
Are we going to be able to get an angle on them from the doorway?
I mean, this is pretty tight.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like.
Can we narrow it down to one? Is there any way to narrow it down to one at a time? Like if we go separate these doors and use them as a barrier, can we reduce it so just one two at a time?
They're heavy stone doors. We could only prop them open a part way.
We could have someone like lurking behind the door here and try to lure one out and then slam the door on the other one.
Right.
Okay.
That's
good.
Pretty good idea.
I feel good.
Yeah.
And then we can like surround it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if we fight it here, we're not going to be able to get all of our attacks.
Okay.
Are the doors so heavy that they require a check to move, Paul, or?
They require someone with a positive strength bonus to spend an action pushing on it.
Okay.
So I have a positive strength bonus.
Okay.
Yeah,
the better
too.
Melee.
Okay.
Okay.
His backstab is going to be useful.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going
to
need someone
to
be bait.
Okay.
I
can
be bait. I'm pretty fast.
Yeah.
Last time I encountered these guys, it was fine.
Yeah. Otter's the fastest.
Great.
So you want it? So okay. So maybe I'll hide in one of these alcoves. Janet can hide in. Oh no. Yeah, Janet can hide in this one. Wilder can stand here ready to close the door.
Yep.
you can run in, and then Rose and Grilnir can stand here. You can run in, attract it, run back out.
Yeah.
I really don't like the. I mean, judging how bad that worked with him last time,
it worked fine.
Really?
Yeah. This time he's gonna. He won't be surprised. Yeah. And he'll run.
Okay. Tie a rope to him so we can yank him out if we need to.
Okay. Okay. So
don't
we
get
surprised. We tie a rope around Otter.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I'll just use this.
Yeah, just put the miniatures where they go. Are those squares should be big enough for us two to stand side by side. Is that true?
And
or do you need me to zoom in?
Yeah. I'm just going to be ready.
Close, they're big enough.
I'm just going to be ready to close the door as violently as possible and then hold it. And so just someone yell when we've got one in the trap.
Okay. So what's the deal with the rope? That's what I'm not understanding.
It's just a safety on Otter in case he gets totally unconscious.
You have a rope tied to Otter's waist?
Yeah.
And where's the other end?
Rose.
I'm holding it.
Okay.
Rose is holding it.
Okay. Rose has it. Okay.
Yeah.
Rose has the other end so you can yank.
I would say she doesn't even have as much as she's ready to grab it off the ground, right? Like,
sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's there laying on the ground back, leading back behind you so that you can use it to extract Otter if he's in serious trouble. Okay, great.
So
now what?
I'm going to pull out my bow and arrow, and I'm going to sort of step through the door and like lean around the corner and just take a pot shot at one of these statues and ready to cheese it the other direction.
Great. Give me an attack roll.
Nice. 22.
Excellent. An arrow slams into one of the statues. Roll me some damage.
Oops. 3. And I went right on the mic. 3.
Yeah.
Probably not great.
Okay. Which one was it?
The one on the right. This.
Yep. Very good. 3, you said? Okay.
Yep.
So the arrow strikes it. As soon as the arrow strikes it, both statues come to life and lurch forward.
Yeah.
Let's roll initiative.
That's good.
I got a 6.
I got a 5.
Oh, they rush forward. With lightning speed, they rush forward at Otter. Otter,
this
I'm gonna say because
familiar.
You guys, you know, you're trying to.
Bless you.
The door's already part. We're trying to only make it so that one can squeeze past the one.
I get that. I should have told you this ahead of time. But looking at the map now, so that door that you guys are up against opens towards me.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can have it partially open. But, like, if you want to, whoever's there would have to, like, pull it shut, not push it shut.
We can still probably.
We have another rope that you get, like, 5 feet of rope to do that with.
And then I guess I'll just get ready to pull it shut.
I think you can still
okay.
do it, yeah.
Okay, great. Just wanted to make sure that was clear. So it's open slightly, so I'm going to say that Otter, on the one on that side when he attacks you, you're going to have a little bonus AC for him because the door interposes a bit. But first, the other one, the one on the left, comes rushing at you, fists swinging, rolls an 18 out of 20, because that's how these freaking statues roll.
Wow!
Jesus!
Yeah.
Wham! Wham! You take a total of only 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Which is pretty great on a 3 to 6.
I want some D20s made out of that quartz.
Here comes the other one. What's your normal AC is 6. So actually, he does manage to connect with one of his fists for another 1 point of damage.
Okay,
at least my good attack rolls are being counterbalanced on
a
crappy damage roll.
So
he rushes forward. Boom, boom, boom. They're both right there in the doorway, pummeling you. That was my turn, and we'll go to Jack. What are you doing?
Clanging on my shield to make a lot of noise.
Okay. And Rose is doing anything?
Right?
Oh, if I can... I don't know.
Is Rose doing
anything?
No.
Same thing.
Okay. Two of you making a bunch of noise. Otter.
Can I move and shoot an arrow?
You can.
Great. I'm going to move.
Okay.
And shoot an arrow. Move
okay, great.
Arrow
Go ahead. Make an attack roll.
Nice. That's a 20.
Yep, that's a hit.
20 the hard way for 1 point of damage.
1 point.
Oh, I need to be marking off my arrows.
Wilder.
What I would like to do, you said they're basically in the doorway at this point.
Yep.
Is I would like to kick off one and then yank the door. right? So just like we're just like try. I really won't try to just trap my goal here. Yeah. Here's my goal, and I'm trying to figure out if there's a way for me to separate them. But I want one inside, including me pulling the door shut.
Okay, so they haven't come through the doorway, right? They walked up to the doorway and swung at Otter.
Then I'm gonna get very thin.
Yeah.
Against the doorway.
Okay. Okay.
And I guess what I'm trying to do there is that when they do try to come through, as soon as one comes through, yeah. I'm going to try and beat the other person to, or be the other golem coming through by closing the door.
Okay. Henra?
I guess I'm just skulking and trying to hide in this section.
Hmm.
Okay. Okay, hiding. Grimmer?
I guess we're just kind of waiting for him to get through.
Yeah.
Okay. So the two statues return to their posts.
Well, actually, we can
Are they literal posts?
No.
Okay.
No, they're just a spot where they stand.
Gotcha.
So they stand in the back half of their alcoves.
Cool. All
right.
Well, their system.
Just keep shooting one.
Hmm.
Yeah, right?
The problem there is that 50% of the time they're gonna smack, or
right.
49% of the time they're gonna smack.
Right. Do you just want to walk in then?
Yeah.
I guess so. I'm not seeing a much better.
Yeah.
Option.
Let's go get them.
Anybody seeing a better option?
No. I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay.
All right. It's real tight in here.
All right. So we'll have to fight two at the same time. So.
Split up.
Yeah. So. Wow, you have a good AC, me, Rose, Grilmere. So basically we take... Okay, so the four of us, two by two, and then you guys try to get around them and backstab them?
Okay.
I have a quick question. I didn't check this when I got my sheet. Plate is three base?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a plate and shield, so that should actually be a two. So.
Gotcha. Do you have a dexterity bonus?
No.
Okay.
So, yeah, so sword and board is where I'm at
okay.
for this.
Okay. That seems fine.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to time it so that the plate wearers that we want to be in the front run in. If someone needs to borrow a spear, I've got a spear. But we're just going to split up. So.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll just say you guys have a full round to do what you want to do, and I'll just go around the table and have you do your actions. Sound
great.
Reasonable?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, go ahead. Janik, what do you do?
Me and Rose... come in here, stand right here, and stab him with my spear. And
okay, great. Great, make attacks.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, it basically stands there and doesn't even animate until you attack it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So here's
two
attacks.
Oh, wait, can we just walk?
No, I'm sure if we touch the door.
Okay.
Well, that's an 11 and
nice.
24.
That's a hit.
For 5 points of damage.
Excellent.
And here comes Rose. 15.
That is not a hit.
Mm.
Gotcha.
Otter. As you strike it, it kind of lurches forward and comes to swing its giant.
I'm gonna move up, and before these two engage in melee, I'm gonna try to shoot this one with an arrow.
Okay, go ahead. Give me a shot. I'm gonna say it's an awkward shot, so he's gonna have a little cover from you.
I'm fine with that. 17.
No, it pings off of the corner of the wall, just missing him.
Okay.
Wilder,
I walk up and give it a slash just straight at its neck.
Okay.
Henrod.
Walking on the ceiling, I'm going to try to get behind it in this alcove.
Okay, great, great. Roll me a save versus stone.
There are traps on the ceiling.
Uh-oh.
I fail.
Okay, so you try to squeeze past it. You try to sneak in there, and as you're doing so, it clearly sees and tracks you, and is going to actually use one of its fists to try and block you from coming through.
Can I still hit it, or is the
yes, you can
attack. Okay, I'll hit it with my axe. That's like 23. Wow.
Yeah.
For 9 points of damage.
Oh, 9 points of damage. Okay, great. So you try to skitter across, and it clearly sees you, and it reaches its hands up to try and block you, prevent you from getting behind it. You swipe down and actually completely sever its whole arm with your magical battle axe.
Nice.
It looks in shock as it just then topples and smashes around the
knees. Okay.
Oh,
perfect.
Romer, what do you do?
Quick change of plans and try to get that other one on the other side.
So unfortunately, Janik and Rose have that whole entryway blocked up, but if you had a spear or a polearm or something like that.
But not a warhammer?
Not a warhammer.
You could throw it.
You could throw your warhammer, sure.
Just nail Janik in the back.
Is that a possibility?
You don't have to.
Is hitting you in the head with it?
It's a possibility. It's in the realm of possibilities, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Do we care?
Rose rather than...
I'll try to throw it, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Over Rose, because she's short.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
This would be like a short bow? Or is it?
Yeah, your base attack and your dexterity modifier.
And the plus two.
It's like 27 or something.
It flips over several times, rotates as it's going clear right over Rose's head, smacking into the statue.
Dwarfy move.
All right.
Damage.
Four.
Now you won't get your strength modifier to this, but you
will
get the magic
bonus. So six.
6 points of damage. Okay, the hammer strikes it on the side of the head very strong and makes a big impact, and a bunch of little bits of crystal come falling off. But it is and then your hammer drops to the ground, clatters to the ground at its feet.
What do you think it wasn't gonna come back?
You know, I threw it, but I still don't like to see it get all beat up. It's magic.
Okay, it swings its heavy fists at Rose.
Oh no!
Okay, so it stumbles forward, swinging well over Rose's head multiple times, and at one point bashing the corner there, and a bit of stonework crumbles free. Janik,
I spear it.
Yeah,
I spear it multiple times.
Oh, much
nice.
Better than the
26.
Last one.
Yes.
Four points. And 25.
That is a hit.
Right.
For 7 points.
Okay.
Great.
Two rapid strikes of the spear hit it in integral points as cracks form, and eventually the whole thing just breaks into five or six big pieces.
Wow.
Nice.
All right.
Well, that was much easier than the last time.
No kidding.
You hear a voice call out from behind the stone door across from you.
That's probably fine.
Who's that? Who's here? Are you here to save me? Get me out of here, please!
wait, this seems like a trick.
Who's
there?
Rumors? Yes,
who are you?
Do we have rumors?
Is it that knight?
And what did he say? What did they say?
Definitely a woman's voice.
Oh. No, we only know about a friendly knight who disappeared.
Knight.
I don't think we know about any women who've disappeared.
Why can't a knight be a woman?
Could be...
It's just never
the
been
last
done.
Of the Durins.
Oh!
It could be,
the last of the Durins?
Hello? Who's out there? Who are you?
Defeaters of evil, if you are evil in Elvish.
Oh, I am Madrella. Please, I'm so hungry. They haven't fed me in so long.
Who hasn't fed you?
My vile captors.
How long have you been?
Get me out of here, you assholes!
Wow.
Oh.
And you hear on the door.
How long have you been in there? We're working on picking the lock right now. It's an extended process a lot of the time.
Why would you just open the door already?
Okay,
why do you hate me?
Okay, let's tune that out for a second.
Go back to talking Elvish. We're not talking cum.
I just want beeswax.
Yeah. Look, just in case this was like a Medusa thing.
Yeah, I'm worried.
If we open it, we should look with
mirrors.
Yeah,
mirror. Let's look with mirrors.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm worried that that's what those pegs were for.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Oh, for mirrors.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Good.
Well, we have hand mirrors.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. All right. So we'll pick the lock. Which way does the? Can we see which way the door opens?
Like the other door, it opens into this little area that you're standing in with the two.
Wait, into us.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
So I'll be ready to close it. Then.
Does it appear locked?
Does
it
does appear to be locked.
Mm. Okay, so we pick the lock, we pull it open a little bit, we look in with the mirror, and if we see something, snaky or beholder-y,
uh-huh.
we slam it.
We may want to ask her to get away from the door.
Yeah.
Do you think it's the beholder making a lady's voice?
Well, it's a floating eyeball. Yeah. Who knows what kind of voice it has?
It seems slightly. It seems slightly more likely to be a Medusa,
can they
right?
Talk?
We've got female voice. We have weird statues. Uh-huh. We have possible snakes. So, theory number one is Medusa. Theory number two is it's a beholder.
I'm just very amused by the idea of a giant eyeball faking a voice at us.
All right,
that would get not amusing real fast.
Yeah. I'm trying to trick us.
I'm personally terrified by that prospect.
I attempt to pick the lock.
How does it even talk?
It's got a big mouth. It's almost all mouth and eye.
Oh, God. Otter will also attempt to pick the lock once he's back from the bathroom.
Man. I have half a mind to blindfold myself right now.
Yeah, to be clear, I'm standing at the door ready to... I'll be ready to close it once we open it, but I'm not looking inside.
I'm shutting my eyes right this second.
Okay.
I have got my eyes shut.
That's why I failed to pick the lock. I had my eyes closed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm holding my hand over Rose's face.
Oh.
What does my face mask look like? Can I put that over my eyes?
Oh, we have face masks!
Yeah, what are they?
But I think they're just mouth.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I was assuming sort of like bandit style, triangle that covers your...
Yeah, like you need
to need you take
move
a crack
couple of
Yeah, I'm gonna move it up.
If you want, you can.
I'm gonna tie it around my forehead.
You can blindfold yourselves.
I'm just closing my eyes.
I feel like you can just close your eyes.
Right.
I'm picking this lock.
Yeah.
All right, I'm picking this lock.
You are.
Ha ha. Nope.
Well, we try again. Hang on now. It's a long. It takes a while sometimes.
Why are you such incompetent fools?
See, she does sound kind of mean.
No,
maybe we just go.
I do it.
Okay, excellent.
Okay. All right, now the lock is picked, so just stand back, because sometimes opening the door
sometimes
is
they're
pretty...
trapped.
Yeah.
Open the door. Please open the door.
I guess I search the door for traps first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The two of you scan the door for traps. You don't see anything.
Okay. So Wilder... is going to open it. I'll peer around with the mirror to see what's in it. So I'm not looking in the room, I'm just looking in the mirror into the room.
Yep. Excellent.
Does this defend against Medusas? I say as we open the door. Hang on a second. This is
I don't know why.
That's a legitimate question, and I'm not sure.
I open the door. All
right, stand back.
Okay. Can you actually even show me with your miniatures where everyone is?
So it sounds like Wilder's here. Otter and I were picking the lock.
So I'll back up into the other alcove then. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So Wilder's going to open the door there, and I'm standing here peering in with the mirror.
Okay. And everyone else is...
I'm blindfolded.
Is
back
and
up.
I have beeswax in my ears also.
Blindfolded and ears plucked.
Yeah, nice.
Great. I've told Otter to give me two taps for all good and three taps for get the fuck out.
Okay.
So
couldn't we have done one and two? Anyway.
Here is either is not blindfolded or eyes shut. Like, who's actually looking anywhere now?
Nobody.
I'm looking
in the
mirror.
With the mirror.
Very good. Okay. Okay. And Wilder opens the door.
Yeah.
Okay. Wilder fumbles for the door, pulls it open, pulls on the ring to open it up. You can see a very large room, in your little mirror. You can see a very large room, and it's just like a small hammer, right? So you're kind of tilting around. Oh, he's a very large room. It looked like it was like once opulently set with like a nice bed, and there's like a, in one corner there's actually a set in, the stone is recessed, and it looks like there's a little pool there. Some furniture, there's a table with a couple of chairs, but a lot of the furniture has been like beat up or tossed around or just looks a bit demolished as you're sort of tilting the mirror around, and then you bring it around so it shows just like right up front of the door, and suddenly the whole mirror is filled with the face of a snarling Medusa.
Close it! Close it! Close it! Close it!
Can't hear.
Three taps!
and she her face looks manic, and she says, "Finally, food!"
Wow.
Roll initiative.
Henron.
Oh, I got a six.
Oh, no.
Roll six.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Let's see this. Remember
this.
Ooh!
This,
oh no!
Damn it!
Quick, stop the stream!
Real cliffhanger?
Yeah, cliffhanger. Let me just roll this
cliffhanger.
Die.
Whoops, and I hit the camera.
So is there anything that I need to know about Medusas?
I really don't know. I'm really just guessing with this mirror.
The snakes are poisonous and will kill you with one hit.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Also have paper towels here.
Oh, you don't just turn to stone?
No.
Oh, God. How far can they get?
That's fine. I'll get them.
Or how many?
In melee. So if you're in melee, you're subject to getting hit by the poison snakes.
Hmm.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys actually stop the stream?
Huh.
No. Unfortunately, we didn't. Yeah. It's up to you, Paul. No, you, okay.
How many snakes are there? Does it vary?
Normally, they can only make one attack per round.
Okay.
Right?
Oh,
is what I think I'm familiar with. There's a bunch of snakes, but all together, it's like
one
attack per round.
Oh, so it's not like they make like 10 poisonous snake attacks.
To my recollection and familiarity, no. They get one...
Okay.
They get the horrible gaze attack at anybody that's looking at them.
Uh-huh. So, if you're trying to fight one, do you just say you're stumbling in and swinging wildly?
Right.
Okay.
Definitely don't, like, make an accidental hiss when you're in combat, because someone who's blindfolded may attack you instead
Great.
Of...
Great.
I do
Feel
often
free to go,
hiss.
Elf here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's just all shout the word elf.
We should all make a lot of noise while we're attacking.
Elf.
That makes sense.
Elf. Great.
That's not confusing.
Huh. Oh man.
That's actually
it'd be much more helpful if she could just say Medusa.
Right.
Yeah,
that would
be
help us here.
Uh-huh.
Big help.
Okay, good news. Only paper products that took heavy hit of water or assault stuff
okay.
that I've made.
Okay, good.
Okay.
No idea.
Nice. Real D&D
happening.
My entire
original collection of modules is right there.
Oh,
Jesus. Totally. Right. So that's the one disadvantage of the mug theory.
Yeah. Well, also, don't wave your arms around like an idiot. Okay, so...
no can do, Chief.
Oh, shit. Ah, crap. Sorry, not ready, guys.
More.
Were there paper towels?
Yeah. Are we fighting?
I think we're going to try to close the door, but if it doesn't work, then...
the donut holes.
You know. I feel like there's a definite possibility that we won't be fast enough and it will somehow...
In every
oh, right, we haven't rolled initiative.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, we did roll initiative.
Oh, we lost?
We didn't make it.
No.
We're stopping the stream momentarily.
They're probably learning a lot about Medusas.
Yeah.
Recovery.